The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Lord.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least amongst the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage.' After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures. They offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Good evening.
Good evening.
What a day it's been. We began this morning with a Happy New Year's, celebrating the Great Mother of God and also the World Day of Peace and the eighth day of Christmas, where we continue to remember that it's because Jesus came in the flesh that our flesh and blood has the opportunity to become divine. That never would have happened without the incarnation. So we continue to remember that through all of the Christmas season. And especially this Epiphany. The Epiphany means appearance or manifestation. It's the appearance or manifestation of God in the flesh on earth. And it's full of mysteries and still many questions. You know, once while some parishioners were talking about the story of the Magi, the three wise men, a woman asked her parish priest this question: "Do you know why God gave the star to the three wise men?" And he thought about it a second. He said, "No, I really don't know." And she said, "It's because men are too stubborn to ask for directions. If there had been three wise women instead of three wise men, they would have arrived on time because they asked directions. They would have cleaned the manger. They would have helped deliver the baby Jesus, made a casserole, and given practical gifts." It's probably true, and that would have been very helpful to the Holy Family who were just starting out. But you know, not everyone knows the most appropriate gift to give. We all love receiving gifts, and it makes us happy to give gifts because it's better to give than to receive. We realize that this Christmas. You know, we open some Christmas gifts and we're kind of like, thank you. I'm not sure that's what I would, you didn't say that. And other times it's very hard to choose a gift for someone, but it's the thought that counts, the spirit behind it, because it is very hard to know what to give someone. Well, the three Magi, they brought what they thought were the best gifts to give, not just to anyone, but to a king. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh, very precious gifts. So while they may not be that practical, they had a deep meaning, a deep significance to show, no, this was not like any other birth that's ever happened before. All the nations have come to adore him. So the big question we have is what gift can we give Jesus today? What gift can we bring Jesus today? We may not have the perfect gift for our Lord and may even be a little late in bringing it, but Jesus looks into the heart and he magnifies the little bit that we give him through the lens of his divine generosity and mercy. Not the material thing, but the heart behind it. It's kind of like in the following story. There's a story about a fourth wise man, a little known magi named Artaban. And Artaban, our hero, is not mentioned in the gospel because he was late for the caravan which the magi took. So he arrived in Bethlehem too late to see the child Jesus in the manger. But he arrived in time to see Herod's soldiers attacking the city, and he used one of his gifts intended for the newborn king to bribe a soldier to save one of the holy innocents from being slaughtered. For 33 years, Artaban sought Jesus. He looked everywhere, but he couldn't find him. In the meantime, the fourth wise man used the precious gifts he had brought for Christ to feed the hungry and help the poor. Then one day in Jerusalem, Artaban saw the king of the Jews being crucified, and he began to offer his last gift for the king, a precious pearl, in exchange for the king of the Jews' life on the cross. But it was just then that he saw a little girl being sold into slavery to pay off her family debts, and he used his pearl instead to ransom her life. Suddenly the earth shook when Jesus died on the cross, and a stone struck Artaban on the head. When he was dying, he heard this voice, "Artaban, today you will be with me in heaven, because when you helped the least of my brothers, you helped me." The fourth wise man had been unknowingly helping the Lord and finding him his whole life when he helped others. Well, God asks each of us on this feast of the Epiphany to be just like a fourth wise man, to become the manifestation of God, making his love present in the world by our acts of love, simple acts from a sincere heart. Offer your gift at the altar with thanksgiving. Offer your gift in prayer and conversation to God, and especially offer your gift in the goodness you show to friends, strangers, and outcasts. The smallest gift of love and patience, God, who made heaven and earth, will return it to you 100 times. Everything you did for the least of my children, you did for me, says the Lord.